I read this on the news and the internet last night. Who knows the actress Cameron Diaz? Put up your hands. Worldly, sinful. How do you know that? No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, Cameron Diaz. I know who it is. I've heard of her before. Listen to this. Actress Cameron Diaz appears to have committed a major fashion faux pas in Peru. You know, Peru being the country in South America. The voice of Princess Fiona in the animated Shrek films may have inadvertently, now remember that word inadvertently, that means by accident. Whoops, sorry, okay. She may have inadvertently offended Peruvians who suffered decades of violence from a Maoist guerrilla insurgency by touring here Friday with a bag emblazoned with one of Mao Zedong's favorite political slogans. Are you listening to this? While exploring the Inca city of Machu Picchu, high in Peru's Andes, Diaz wore over her shoulder an olive green messenger bag. Now, what does the color olive green make you think of? That's a military color, right? Olive green is like the army's colors, okay? An olive green messenger bag emblazoned with a red star and the words, "Serve the People," printed in Chinese on the flap, perhaps Chinese communist leaders Mao's most famous political slogan. While the bags are marketed as trendy fashion accessories in some world capitals, the phrase has particular resonance in Peru, where the Maoist Shining Path insurgency brought Peru to the edge of chaos in the 1980s and early 90s with a campaign of massacres, assassinations, and bombings. Isn't that a fun accessory? Nearly 70,000 people were killed during the insurgency. Are you listening to this? Communist followers of Mao Zedong in Peru massacred and killed 70,000 people. A prominent Peruvian human rights activist said the star of There's Something About Mary, I guess that's some stupid movie that I've never heard of, should have been a little more aware of local sensitivities when picking her accessories. It alludes to a concept that did so much damage to Peru that brought about so many victims, said Paul Rojas about the bag slogan. I don't think she should have used that bag where the followers of that ideology did so much damage. And then it has a picture of her here with some jerk from MTV, Canada host, guy, soul, blah, blah, blah. Can you imagine this stuff? I mean, did you understand that? This woman goes to Peru where 70,000 people were massacred by the bloodthirsty communist followers of Mao Zedong. And she wears a green military-looking handbag with a red communist star on it and a communist slogan from Mao Zedong, "Serve the People." The murdering, butchering monster, Mao Zedong. Is Mao Zedong your hero this morning? Do you want to be called the son of Mao Zedong's daughter? No. And see, childish teenagers, who doesn't know what it says? The bags are marketed as a trendy fashion accessory? Wouldn't that be cool to wear an insignia of somebody who killed 70,000 people in Peru? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that be great to wear a Chinese communist, "Let freedom swell the breeze and ring from all the trees." No. She didn't say, "My country, 'tis of thee." She didn't say, "Freedom for the people." No, it's "Serve the people." Government serve the people, but kill the 70,000 people who don't agree with you. I mean, what kind of a foolish, childish thing? But see, teenagers and Hollywood and these people who are immature, who have not grown up, they just don't mind associating themselves with a bloodthirsty dictator. Because it's cool.